Martin Spettigue with us this morning, a follower of Sri Chinmoy and a man who's seen a few miles under those feet pounding the streets of Ipswich and various marathons. Martin, good morning to you.
Hello, Chris. I remember running to Colchester with Frank. He outran us and out-talked us.
Did he? We'll certainly out-talk you.
Yes, well, anyway, just over a week ago, I went off to the Balkans for a few days. During that trip, I attended the inauguration of Bulgaria as a Sri Chinmoy peace nation. I took my camera as I wanted to get some footage of the big shots that I knew would be around. During this part of the trip, I met a remarkable man. He was short and stocky and didn't look at all at home in his jacket and tie. It was cosmonaut Gendaris Strekalov. He'd been on 6 space launches and had circled the Earth in space 5 times, a world record. His first launch was in 1980, and the final and 6th launch in 1995. He'd been on the Russian space station Mir when the American spacecraft Atlantis joined it. In 1983, at a launch, there'd been an explosion, and it was only cosmonaut Strekalov's quick actions that saved his life. It was at that time he had a very deep experience of the presence of God, and he spoke at some length as to how he had sought God through the cosmos, his space journeying. Well, those of us down here don't have the inspiration of space to help us in our God search. Hinduism probably offers the greatest options for the God seeker. Its aim is an all-fulfilling union with God. Its whole essence is one of tolerance. If I say that there is only a personal God, and you say that there is both a personal and impersonal God, Hinduism will say, stick to your own beliefs and learn through them. In its own way, Hinduism embraces and houses all the religions of the world. The vision of Hinduism is unity in diversity. And incidentally, this was the theme of the Mayor's Multi-Faith Service held last Sunday at the Unitarian Church. For some, the paramount question is whether God is within us all the time, or whether he comes into our hearts for a while as a guest, or whether he just comes and goes at will. The foremost American spiritual poet, Emily Dickinson, answers this question quite simply. She says, "How can the divine come into us when he never left us?" Hinduism simply says, know yourself, and you know God. Goodbye.